Well, as tensions rise in the Indo-Pacific region, New Zealand and the Philippines have pledged to bolster defence ties, making it easier for their armed forces to work together. The commitment was made in a sit-down meeting between Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. overnight. It is the final stop on the Prime Minister's Southeast Asia tour. Mr. Luxon is due to return to New Zealand early on Sunday. Our Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch is in Manila.
What a welcome to Manila, a spectacular fireworks display to end a lavish state banquet at the Presidential Palace. Not often does New Zealand get a reception like this. The dinner was accompanied by a traditional and lively dance performance. And before that, the full military welcome. Christopher Luxon clearly hit it off with his counterpart, President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., during their first proper meeting. On his way there, the PM first stopped at a popular chicken joint. It did not go unnoticed.
One of the first stops that the Prime Minister made was to Jollibee, which immediately qualifies you as an honorary Filipino.
Not such a laughing matter as the game of chicken playing out right now in the surrounding seas. The Prime Minister is in town at a pivotal time for regional security, with the Philippines and China clashing over the disputed territory in recent months. The topic top among the talking points.
The Philippines welcomes New Zealand's continued commitment to advocate for the peaceful resolution of disputes in accordance with international law, including through the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea.
And I just want to acknowledge President Marcos's leadership on the international stage, with both of us focused on building Indo-Pacific partnerships.
Just this week, the Philippines and the US announced plans for an expansive military drill starting Monday, a warfare simulation in nearby waters. And Beijing is not happy about it. A strong rebuke, stop making trouble, stop the provocation. Analysts say tensions in the region are the highest they've been in years. And that is worrying news for New Zealand, dependent on China for trade, but tending toward the US for security.
We are concerned about the dangerous behaviour we've seen with ships in the South China Sea in particular. And obviously we want to see de-escalation and tensions resolved diplomatically.
Overnight, New Zealand agreed to work more closely with the Philippines on matters of security to enhance interoperability, allowing both countries' armed forces to conduct more complex engagements. Australia sealed a similar pact with the Philippines 3 years ago.
Together, we are committed to stepping up our defence relationship, with President Marcos and I directing our officials to get the legal underpinnings in place for our militaries to be able to work alongside one another in a more frictionless manner.
We are delighted to acknowledge the intent of our friends in New Zealand to join our efforts towards a comprehensive maritime security for our region.
Mr. Luxon earlier told RNZ he was open to the possibility of troops joining more maritime exercises in the South China Sea. New Zealand will take part in next week's military exercise, but only watching on. The question is, for how long can New Zealand stay just an observer?
That was our Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch.